The good doc is in studio. Welcome to Rise FM again.
Thank you, and thank you to the Rise listeners.
We talk about contraceptives today, right? And our body types and which contraceptive is good for us, which isn't. And I think, Doc, for me, the first question is, I think we spoke about this off air last week. Yeah. We go through so much.
So much. And actually, females are going through so much because contraception is not only just for only women. Even males do have contraceptives, but obviously, of course.
Is it limited as compared to women?
Definitely it is. But you know, our brothers are very stubborn. Even if you can introduce a tablet to as
but
a contraceptive, they wouldn't take it.
I mean, we are going through so much. There's that time of the month.
Yeah.
There's pregnancy. There's postpartum. I mean, the hormones are everywhere. You know, there's ovulation. People don't realize ovulation creeps up on you like, I don't even know what. The hormones are just up and down, you know?
I feel like the creator of the universe just gave us a lot. You understand? But at the same time, knowing how stubborn our brothers are, do you think they would cope taking contraceptives?
Well, you know what? I think it's just, I don't know if I should say miseducation. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have enough knowledge on male contraceptives. Mm-hmm. I, for one, don't. But looking at the, I would call it the ratio. I mean, we have, there's so many hormones that women go through. I don't know how it would affect a man once they go on contraceptives, obviously.
But it will help.
Like, it would.
It would, because now one man can have 20 kids with different women.
Yeah.
5 kids with different women, you understand? As a woman, of course, at the times we live in, I can't have like 20 kids now.
Yeah.
But you know, it's important that we educate what we have, educate the ladies on how accessible contraceptives are and the importance of having them, and also understanding that in anything that you take, there's side effects. And what works for you in terms of contraception might not work for me. What I want to engage with the listeners is that contraceptives are different forms. You can have injectables, you can have oral pills, which is pills that you take.
Yeah.
You can have patches. You can have also implanon, which is implanted in your subcutaneous tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So the different, and there's also injectables. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
So injectables, they're divided into, you can have the one that you inject for 2 months injection.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a 3 months injection, meaning that I inject for people who forget to take tablets.
Yeah.
You get an injection once and it's in your system. Then the next after 2 months, you get another injection. It's in your system. You just do that. But the problem with that is that for that injection to be washed away in your system, it can take time. Let's say I've been on injectables for a year and now I want to fall pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take a little bit longer for it to wear off in my system.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the side effects about injectables. Of course, being injected in the same site, you might be prone to cellulitis in that area, an infection in that area, pain, of course, because this injection is very painful when you get injection. But the nice thing about it is that I only get it once. I don't have to be reminded that I need to get an injection every now and then. Just like any other contraception, weight gain is there. It differs with people.
Oh,
some people, injections can make them gain weight, and you hear people saying your body looks watery.
Yeah.
it's weight gain. It's not the injection. It's not watery.
Oh, Doc, I think it's just, it's a lot. I mean, how does a doctor then determine which contraceptive is for you? Because I don't know how true this is. I don't know if I'm saying I'm doubting the doctor that I had went to at the one time who had said, no, the only way for us to be able to see which contraceptive works for you is if you try this one, and if we feel like it doesn't work for you, then we have to try the other one. So what is the correct way to determine which contraceptive works for my body?
It's when you don't have the adverse side effects, honestly. Your doctor was right.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm taking injectables and I'm feeling like I'm not nauseous, I'm not gaining any weight,
mm-hmm.
that means it works for me. And you sometimes have people who take oral contraceptives because it also helps them with heavy bleeding.
Yeah.
It's not only, this contraceptive, sometimes it's not only just for a prevention of pregnancy.
Yes.
If you have problems with acne, oral contraceptives can help with your acne, can help also regulating your menstrual cycle. Yeah. So there's benefits in that. If you're already a person that a patient that comes to me that already, doctor, I'm a heavy bleeder, mm-hmm. which contraceptives can be best for me? Of course, I'd start with oral contraceptive for that person. Okay. But if a person is not a heavy bleeder, it's just normal, injectables can work for them. A patch can work for them. Some of the patients would be a student or a learner. I forget to even write my own homeworks. So obviously, injectable can be better for that person. A person who works so tirelessly that they don't have time to take their oral contraceptive. Yeah. Injectables and things like patches can work for them. I've heard people also have side effects of patches, like they bleed a lot. Yeah. If already you're bleeding a lot, I would not subject you to a patch, because already side effect of a patch is that you will bleed. So I definitely, that person has to either start from oral contraceptives. And if they have certain adverse effects from those oral contraceptives, then we can switch to another form of contraception for that person. But one thing that is for sure is that these contraceptions, they don't prevent you from having HIV and AIDS. Mm-hmm. We may educate about contraceptives, different forms of them and the side effects and what works for them. But let's not forget that we are in a province that has a high number of people that have HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
Women tend to forget that. I don't have a baby, but you may not have a baby, but you are now infected with HIV and AIDS. Mm-hmm. So the best contraception is abstinence, and the second one would be condomizing. Mm-hmm. Find something that removes the myth of saying that a condom is not good. You do not enjoy your sexual activity when you're using protection. There is various types of condoms that are good and will make you still enjoy the pleasures of sex.
Oh, Doc, now that you've just mentioned that, I cringe when I hear a young girl say that, oh, mine condom yang limata, or what? How do you say something like that?
I believe such things are planted by men. I'm sorry for all the brothers if they will kill me out there.
Yeah.
But men give women such ideas that, because remember, most accessible condoms, that's the male condom, mm-hmm. is in comparison to the female condom.
Yes, right.
And the person who wears the condom is the man. Mm-hmm. And then that's the person that will tell you that I feel discomfort. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are women who say that, but in times that we live in, there's so much of people who are living with HIV and AIDS. Because now you will prevent yourself from having a child, but then you are also getting infected. And HIV comes with a lot of complications. Mm-hmm. One may say it's just an ARV, but the HIV in your body might bring other complications, bring cancers, might bring TBs, a lot of infections that we deal with every day.
Yeah.
So we're trying to, as much as we're educating about contraceptions, we try to every day talk about trying to eliminate HIV.
Yeah.
We want to have an HIV-free generation. Mm-hmm. And as much as we're saying, prevent yourself from having unwanted pregnancies, also prevent yourself from having STDs, STIs. HIV in itself falls in that umbrella. So I know you'd be asking questions and saying that, which one makes me not to gain weight?
Yeah.
It goes with each and with an individual. Try this one. If it does not work for you, try another one.
I mean, is that healthy though? To try and fail, and then you try and fail the other one? Is that healthy for my body?
It in terms of saying, is it healthy, one would look at the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have an unplanned pregnancy.
Yes, true.
And then you have to go through the roller coaster of emotions, roller coaster of side effects, unfortunate, because some of the side effects deal with your mood.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, changing from an injectable, obviously, there's anxiety, there's depression that goes with side effects of this contraceptions that you're using. In its all, naturally, as women, while we're going through different phases in our menstrual cycle, psychologically also we are affected naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're now changing it with adding different types of contraception, you're messing up with your hormonal balance.
Sure, man. Which one would you say then is the most effective? I mean, we spoke about the pills, we spoke about the patch. I know there's IUDs as what people would call loops.
Loops, yes.
Which one is the most effective?
Luckily, you mentioned loops. There are side effects of loops as well that we need to mention that are similar to patches. A loop can be lost. A loop can migrate, can move. So once you realize that you're feeling some pain, you're bleeding a lot, and you had a loop, it's a sign that you need to see your gynae or your doctor, and then they check if the loop is still intact, you still have it, or it didn't migrate. Because if it migrates, it can perforate the uterus and then you bleed. So it's very important to really, really, really be sure that when you get a loop, you would follow up that everything is still there. And when you want to remove it, you need to get a specialized doctor again to remove it. Don't get someone from the streets to remove a loop for you. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mention that one. It's also safer for other people. With contraceptions, it's all about preference. Mm-hmm. I can't say this is best. This one is the least best, mm-hmm. but it goes with the side effects. If I'm using injectables, I'm not gaining any weight. That means it works for me. Yeah. If I use tablets, they work for me, that's good. They work for your skin, that's good. It's basically on that. And I still emphasize, women who have heavy menstrual problems, oral contraceptives are best for them. Mm-hmm. And then people who forget, injectables are good for them. Mm-hmm. People who not sure if they want to be on contraceptions or not, condomizing is the best.
Absolutely. I mean, Doc, just before we let you go, because we are running out of time, I know you're going to say we should use contraceptives. I know, because I mean, it's healthy. If you are somebody who doesn't want a child yet, you know that you and your partner are both safe, you are not doing anything outside of the relationship, then contraceptives is the way to go. But there's a lot of people on social media a lot of women who have said it's just only been negative for their bodies after using contraceptives, and they wish, you know, ngabesiphila esikhathini sakudala where bomakwethu were using your natural herbs to contracept, I would say, right? What do you have to say about that?
I think in the times that we live in the olden days, funny enough, our mothers could have 8 kids.
Yeah.
So you could tell those natural herbs were really not working. So that's why I could say that I wouldn't promote one to use natural herbs to prevent themselves from falling pregnant.
Yeah.
Actually, natural herbs will make you more fertile.
Yes.
You're using aloe, drinking anything that is green, exercising.
It will cleanse you
and you will catch those babies easily. So that's all I could say. Natural herbs and all these remedies will make you catch more babies easily.
No, absolutely. Doc, I think we'll park it here for today. Thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you.
It's Rise FM.